Hello, everybody. Welcome to the daily Mishnayos Shir and Shir Enjoyment. We're holding Maseches Bava Kamma, the third parak Mishnah Beis. The first thing to chazer quickly what we did yesterday. We started yesterday with parak Beis, second parak Mishnah Hey. Just read through. It said Shorah Masik Bershus Anisa Ketzad. What is the case that we call the Muad in the end of the first parak? It said Shorah Masik Bershus Anisa. Shor of the damager in the Rishus of the damagee. How is that case? Nogach, Nogach. Noshach, Rabat, Spa, Atala, Tam behaviors that we spoke about. Bershus Arabim, if the ox did one of those, Bershus Arabim, Misham, Chatzin Nezek, pays half Nezek, that everybody agreed to. Bershus Anizak is a machokus. What if it did Bershus Anizak? Rabbi Torfan Amar Nezek, Shalim, that was indeed the Shita in that mission there at the end of the first parak. Bachachomim Omim, Chatzin Nezek, they keep it Chatzin Nezek. Amar Lemon, Rabbi Torfan argues. Amabim, Kom, Shehekel, Al Hashain, Valeregel, Bershus Arabim finds more Kuladik. When it comes to Shane and Regal, Shehu Potter, Hechmar Alehim, Rishus and Nizak, Vashalim, Nezik Shalim. Those same behaviors, Shane and Regal behaviors, in Rishus and Nizak become Nezik Shalim. Welcome Shah Hechmar, like Karen, Rishus Arabim, Lashalim, Chatzin Nezik. So if Karen is already Chatzin Nezik in Rishus Arabim, in addition, Achmar Aleb, Rishus and Nizak, Vashalim, Nezik Shalim, it should also become more Machmir and become Nezik Shalim in Rishus and Nizak. Amlo Chacham said back to him, Dai Labo Meidin Leos Kanido, and this is the principle we learned yesterday, that when you learn a Kal V'Chomer, learn from source A to learning out a new halacha B, you can only be as stringent as the original source was. Dai Labo Meidin Leos Kanido, it's enough for that which comes from a din to be like that Nidon where it came from. Mabir Shusa Rabim Chatzin Nezik, just as in Shusa Rabim was Chatzin Nezik, that was your source. After Shusa Nizak Chatzin Nezik, so too in the new halacha we're discussing, Shusa Nizak, it should only be Chatzin Nezik. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Tarfon answered back, Ani lo adun Karen mi Karen. I will not learn Karen from Karen as I just did. Ani adun Karen mi Rego. I'll say Kal V'Chomer slightly differently. Karen coming from Rego. Amabim kom shehekel ha-shein v'ala Rego v'shus ha-rabim. Shein and Rego are pater, we said before, in v'shus ha-rabim, they're more mekel, a pater in v'shus ha-rabim. Hechmer b'Karen, yet in that very place, you're machmer in Karen, then it's chati nezik. Makom shehechmer ha-shein v'ala Rego v'shus ha-mizak. Shein and Rego v'shus ha-mizak are nezik shalim. And then Shanachmer be Karen, so we should be more Machmer in Karen in Rishus and Nizak than we were in Rishus Rab. Amarlo, Dayo Lebo Meidin Leos Kanido, same thing back to him. It's a problem of Dayo, as we call the principle. Ma Rishus Rab and Chatzin Nezek, Af Rishus and Nizak Chatzin Nezek. Just in Rishus Rab, it's only Chatzin Nezek. So to Rishus and Nizak, the new din, can only be Chatzin Nezek. And the Rab here explained that every Tarfon indeed holds of the principle of Dayo, but he only uses the principle of Dayo when it will not entirely destroy the Kal V'Chomer. But here, if you were to say Dayo, there were nothing gained from the Kal V'Chomer, so he doesn't use it. Mishnah Vav said, Adam Mu'ad Olam, a person is always considered forewarned, responsible for his actions. Bain Shogeg, Bain Mezi, Bain Er, Bain Yashin. In the case of sleeping, it wasn't mean whether rather awake or sleeping, was if a person laid down to sleep and then Shimon lays down next to Reuven to go to sleep. If in his sleep Shimon hits damages Reuven, he'll be chayav for that. He'll be chayav for that because he put himself in a place where during his sleep, he would be able to potentially damage someone. If a person slept, laid down to sleep alone, no reason to think he would damage anything, he would not be hurt. Sime es ein chaveru of Shiva as a kelim. If a person blinded his friend's eyes or he broke kelim, shal nefisham, nefishalim, that's true, even shogeg. However, the Rav filled this in. That's only by nezik. The other four damaging penalties, which we haven't discussed yet fully, ripui, shevis, boshis, and tsar, are not chayev only b'shogeg, only the mezik. Then we started the third parak. The third parak started hamaniach hasakad b'rishus harabim. One who leaves his jug of water b'rishus harabim ba acher v'niskal ba b'shvara. Someone came and slipped on it and broke it. Patzer. That person's patzer. A person is not expected to look at the ground, the floor where he's walking. In huzak ba, if that person who tripped got damaged, ba alchav is chayev v'niskal. The owner is actually going to be chayev to pay him. Nishba kad b'rishus harabim, person's kad broken b'rishus harabim, he himself, the owner of the kad, of the jug, slipped. That I mistaked yesterday, and I corrected myself, that the person holding it slipped. Luchak ech b'mayim, then the water that came from it, someone else slipped on. O shalaka b'chayraseh, or someone else got injured by the shards of the pottery. Chayiv, the owner is going to be chayiv, because we say that his initial slipping is not considered to be onus. He should have watched himself more carefully. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Miskavin Chayev Be'ena Miskavin Pater. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Really, slipping is something that is considered onus, not responsible for slipping. So only if the owner of the kad had decided that he wants to be zoche back in those shards or in that water, would he then be chayev for the damages that they caused. But if not, not. Okay, we'll continue with the new Mishnah now. If the Again, Perek Shlishi Mishnah Beis. Hashovech Mayim Bisharabim. One who dumps water into a Shusharabim. Vehuzak Bahen Acher. And someone else gets damaged by them. Chayev Benizko. It will be obligated in those damage. Hametzias Akotz. Beth Azichuchis. One who hides a thorn or glass. And we'll see in what way that is. The Rav will explain. Vahagoder Eskidero Bakotzim. And one who lines his fence. He makes a fence essentially out of thorns. Type of like a barbed wire type idea. The gather shenafal rishusarabim, or a wall that falls into rishusarabim, but who's kubayan achayim, and other people get damaged by these, chayv benizko, one is obligated. Says the Rav to explain, hashovich mayim rishusarabim, avagav the rishus ka'avid. This is true, even though he's doing this in a way that's permitted. Kigal yomotzagasham, such as in the rainy season, shemutzer lishboch mayim, it is entirely allowed for you to pour water rishusarabim. You have to empty the water from your house, you're cleaning your house. Even so, if someone gets damaged by that water, you're chayev. It's a regular din of bor b'rishus harabim. You could put it there if you want to, but bor b'rishus harabim, and you'd be chayev if someone trips on it. The mission continues on matznias akotz, hiding sharp items, it was thorns or glass. Says the Rav, could go and sheet tni on b'rishus harabim. That is going to have to be that you hid them in a b'rishus harabim, and then someone got damaged. B'chena gode gidero b'kotzim b'hi frichan b'rishus harabim. Also, if you line your fence with these thorns, it also have to be that it was Rishus HaRabim. Abu Hamad Sam Tzim B'soch Shalov V'huzak Behen Acher, one who was exact and kept it only in his own property, and then someone else got damaged by essentially leaning into that other person's property, into the sharp item, Butzer, they're in your property. Shein Derech B'nei Adam L'Yishachech B'Gesolim, it is not the way of people to rub against walls where you hid your glass or your thorns. So it's not something you have to be concerned about and be responsible that someone would do. Continues Mishnah Gimel. Amotzi Estivno Veskasho L'Rishus HaRabim L'Zvon. One who takes out straw, Tevin and Kasha, both words for straw, but different types of straw-type materials that will break down and become fertilizer. Puts in Rishus HaRabim to become fertilizer by people and animals stepping on them. V'huzak B'an Acher, and someone gets damaged. Chayev V'Nizko. He's going to be chayev on that. We're going to see this is not the same as the previous Mishnah. That is a kanas. We don't want people doing this. And you're not supposed to do that, Bechlal. So therefore, it's a kanas he's chayev sam. So the kanas is the next line. Bechol kodem behen zacha. Anyone who grabs them, gets them. That's a kanas to keep you from doing this. Ramashem gamliel omer kol mekalkulin b'rishus harabim. Anyone who is mekalkul something b'rishus harabim, which is this case, or he caused something to become destroyed in b'rishus harabim, b'hiziku chayv and mishalim, they'll be chayv to pay for damages. We'll discuss what Rav Moshe Gamliel is adding in the call. B'chol ha'kodem behen zocha, anyone who gets it will be zocha into it. Ha'hofech ha'sagalal b'rishus harabim, one who turns over dung, animal droppings, in b'rishus harabim, b'huzak behen acher, and then someone gets damaged, slips on it, let's say. He puts it down on the floor and someone slips. Chayv benizko, he'll be chayv and is damaged. So what is going on here in this Mishnah? So the Rav first explains. We said, one who takes out his tevin and kash, and to Rishus HaRabim to become fertilizer. Rav says, Liz Volim, Sheyirkuvu, they should rot Hatevin Vakash. Benasim Zevel, Lizabel, Slados Ukramim. They'll become fertilizer with which to fertilize fields and orchards. So that din was that if someone gets damaged as a chiyuv, right? That's again a din of Bor Shehizik. And then there's a kanas that anyone who's kodem and gets it. Right? Rav says, Kol kodem behen zacha, the kansin hula rabbanin. After making kanas, we don't want people doing this, so we gave the kanas by that. It's unclear to me personally if a person is allowed to take out this stuff to make it manure or not at this point, although I have a note here that brings that up. There is a brice I brought in the Gemara that makes it more clear that one is allowed to do this. So the same din as before, just that there is a kanas for some reason here, I guess because before it was water, you can't have someone, I'm going to be zoch in that water that's on the ground. Here was something that a person in theory could go and claim. So they made a kanas. If someone goes and does that, he'll keep it. Because we don't want people doing this. That's what it sounds like to me. Even though it's technically allowed, but they made a kanas that someone will be able to be zocher in it. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Kol mekalkulin b'rishus harabim, anyone who's mekalkulin b'rishus harabim, v'iziku, they're chayv to pay. So the Rav says, Kol mekalkulin b'rishus harabim, b'afilo osim b'rishus, even if you're allowed, v'gom b'shas, hotzo as zevolim. For instance, at the time that they bring out Zevel, that's this case, imiziku chayavim, if they damage your chayiv, and they continue, so kodah behem zacha, so this seems like the exact same thing. So there is a Tosus that explains that this is slightly different. The Ram Gamliel doesn't agree that the kanas goes in this case. In this case, there is a chiyuv of hezek, but there's no kanas because you're allowed to do it. However, there should be kilu words missing here. Kol kodem hem zache is on a different case. That would be that if you did it, put in reshus rabim shelo b'reshus, like for instance, you left it there too long, they give a shear of 30 days, if you left it there more than that, then anyone could be zoche in it. So, but on the surface, the words of the Mishnah seem like Rav Moshe Gamliel is entirely agreeing with Tanakama. I guess that's why this Tosfos is explaining that you must say there's two cases going on in Rav Moshe Gamliel. Ha'otei chasak galal b'reshusa rabim, one who turns over dung. The Rav says, Ha'otei chasak galal tso'as bakar, the manure, the dung of a cow, turns it over. Someone then gets damaged. He's chayv, similarly pshat is, because you make a kinyan, you have a kavana to be kona that item, and you were. And memeleb, it is that person's, and opti chayv if it damages. Kinyan is Mishnah Dal. Shnei kadarim shayim ahalchan zeachazet. Two potters, pot makers, that were walking after each other. V'nitzkal arishon v'nafal. The first one fell, slipped and fell. And v'nitzkal asheni b'rishon, and then the second one trips over the person that's in front of him that's flat on the ground that had fallen, the first pot maker. The first one is obligated for the damages that the second one incurred. Says the Rav, it has to be that first one that fell had the ability and the time to stand and get out of the way, and he didn't. In that way, he's considered negligent, a poshea. If he didn't have the ability to stand, Putter, he'd be putter. The Hakimala Niskala Posheo, because we hold, we discussed this the other day, we hold a Niskal, a person who slips, is not considered Poshea to have fallen. We'll do one more Mishnah, even though it's many words, it's actually rather quick idea. Mishnah says, Zeba Bechaviso, Zeba Bikaroso. If two people walking, one has a chavis, a barrel, let's say that they're empty, I don't think it matters for this bin, one has a barrel, the Zeba Koroso, and one has a beam of wood. The one who had the barrel got broken by the beam of the other one, ran his beam into him. Pater, he's pater. This one had the ability, the permission to walk normally, and so did this one. And in that, the Rav, I'll just read this Rav now because it's the only Rav commenting on this Mishnah. Yeah, says pater, shezeh mahalech kedarko, v'zeh miher leleches. Right? The one of them is... Oh, you know what? I apologize. That Rav is not going on this yet. Let's continue in the Mishnah. We'll get back to the Rav at the end. We'll do like we usually do. So again, the first case is one who has a barrel and one who has a wooden beam. And it gets broken. There's no chiyuv. They're both walking normally. Accidents happen. And it was no one's doing. No one's action. Hayabal akor rishon. If the beam holder was first, the bal chavis achar, and the barrel was behind the barrel holder. Nishbar chavis bekorah. If there, the chavis got broken by the beam, pater balakor, he's pater. Because clearly, this is what the Rav was going on, but clearly the one with the chavis that got broken with the barrel walked fast and ran into the beam that was in front of him. So the beam holder is not responsible for the fact that the barrel holder moved too quickly behind him and ran his barrel into the beam. Vim omad balakorah chayev. If the balakorah, though, stood still all of a sudden, then he's going to be chayev for the barrel having run into his beam. Vim omar lebal chavis, if he said to behind him, to the bal chavis who was walking behind him, amod, stop for a second, and clearly the bal chavis, the barrel holder, did not listen, pater, so the beam holder will be pater. Hayabal chavis rishon, if the one who was holding the barrel was first, ubal kara achron, and then the one who had the beam was last, second, nishpre chavis bekara chayef. That, certainly, the beam holder is going to be chayav because he's the one who went too fast and ran into the barrel in front of him. If the bal chavis stopped all of a sudden, so the fact that the beam ran into him is not the beam holder's fault, and therefore the beam holder is pater. If he said to the bal akorah, amot, stop for a second, and he didn't, chayav. So just like the case in the inverse, in this case it's going to be chayav because he should have stopped. And he didn't, and therefore the fact that that he should have stopped and not hit it with his beam, and he didn't, so he's chayav on that. So too this one that would go with his candle, and this with his flax, it gets lit on fire. So if he told him to, if he went too quickly and lit the thing on fire, he'd be chayav. If he stopped all of a sudden, the one with the pishtun, then he would be pater. And if the one with the pishtun said, hey, stop walking for a second, and the one with the fire didn't listen, so then he'll be chayv. Okay, that's it. Thank you. We'll do more tomorrow.